99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, live backside, Churchill Downs. Here we go. Thurby, we are doing it.
Yeah, we are. In the hallway, back again.
By the way, you look a little bit more put together today than you did yesterday. That's a compliment.
Thank you?
Yeah. It's like you're dressed up for Thurby.
I did dress up. I just wore station gear yesterday, just
like
representing the station.
A little more put together today.
Okay. Like, as in, more thought went into putting the outfit together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than just the mindless, I'm going to represent the station today, so I'll put my logo gear on.
That's me complimenting you.
Thank you. I think you look A little more put together today.
Do I need to work on that?
A little. It was a little bit of a backhand. I was like, yesterday you kind of looked like crap and you weren't really trying.
I mean,
but today, thank you for trying.
I'm wearing a kind of a...
You got a button down and a blazer.
Yeah, I do have a blazer. I mean, it's not a like silk blazer or anything
it's
a knit blazer. Right,
yes.
So it's very cash, but...
It's got cash yet, but with a little business.
Yeah. For sure, because it's Thurby. It's going to be a great day today.
Yes.
Backside Churchill Downs. So we got a lot of stuff on the show. Everything from drinks. Hopefully, man, I'll tell you what. That $1,000 mint julep that I had yesterday.
Did it stick with you for a
while?
It
stuck with me into the point where I was like, I need to take a nap.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's kind of snuck up on you.
I know.
Like, I'm sleepy.
I know. I'm to the age where I'm like, all right, if I drink before 7 a.m., I know that I'm probably going to need to take a nap a little bit later.
I will tell you, last night, I had a drink and a half.
And yeah, you went to Jocktails.
I went to Jocktails last night. Drink and a half, just a little vodka, cran, pineapple, right? Just kind of one of my standards.
I'm telling you what, you are taking me back.
Yeah.
You're hitting a core memory.
Yeah, I'm sticking with that. That's been my sauce for a while.
Uh-huh.
And about a drink and a half. And I had to pop the Excedrin last night.
How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, not good.
Really?
Not good.
All right.
No, not good. Mainly because it was probably close to 11.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean,
you got up extra early, you know,
whenever
to
you
get ready, and then a long drive into the track, and then you got to drive real slow around the,
I said, you look more put together.
Thank
so you. So you took a little
I
extra time.
I had to try.
Are you wearing last night's
I
makeup?
I showered. No, I did take all that off, reapplied.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good
I had
for you.
Eyelashes on last night. I don't do that here.
Oh.
It's a little much for the morning,
I feel like. So are you saying it's a little much, like, just for me?
Maybe. They do make your eyes pop, though. But my daughter's just like, you look weird. Yeah.
You look weird.
Yeah. I get dealt a lot of interesting compliments. I think she meant, like, you don't
at
need...
At home and at work.
Yes, exactly. Like, you don't need all that, Mommy. But it came out, you look weird. Yeah.
All right.
With all that makeup stuff.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you know, hey, Derby week, a lot of times it's late nights.
They're not used
drinks,
to seeing
early
me
mornings.
In heels and a fancy dress. They're used to seeing me in yoga pants.
Right.
So
right.
It was a different Mommy.
You could have rocked the yoga pants, probably.
I could have. I think I could have. There's a little bit of everything there last night.
Yeah.
Met some lovely people.
All right.
I wanted to buy everything on the silent auction.
Oh, yeah, there's yeah, yeah.
Tons of amazing signed, beautiful photographs from Churchill Downs and just like action shots.
Yeah, that event's really cool. It benefits
it's
the injured jockeys.
Yes.
And, Joey, our buddy Joey, he puts it on 15th year. It's
a good party.
Yeah, it's always a good party. But today, sorry, that was a tangent I went down.
It was. One moment. I did say, so we met some people and we're just chatting and I was just like, oh, what's your boyfriend do? He's a world famous jockey. It's like, oh, I thought so.
Yeah,
I just wasn't sure.
He looked like one.
I was, oh, yep, you're right. Yep, that's him. Okay. So lovely to meet you last night, Corey. That was awesome.
He's about 5'1", 110 pounds.
But you don't want to assume that, right? You don't.
I mean, but.
Is it insulting if you do? I don't know.
Look. You see Pat Day walking around, you immediately know.
You know Pat Day.
But he's not 6 feet.
No, he's not.
And, right.
Right.
Anyways.
Okay.
All that to say.
It was fun, though.
We're going to have drinks again this morning. I already saw Woodford walk by, so they're good to go.
I got to find out what the drink is today, because we know tomorrow is the Oaks Lily.
It's the Thurby cocktail. It's the Thurby cocktail, so we're going to do that. I'm going to try to lay off the sauce a little bit more today.
It's my turn, because I got like zero sips yesterday.
Well, Yeah, I was going to say, I Bogarted the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you need a little hair of the dog.
A little, yeah. I'm going to get back on that horse.
We'll do Operation GOTV a little bit later on this morning. I think we're going to set our target. I don't know. You know, they're all here. Spectrum 1, HAS, LKY, DRB, Ooh. Wave.
So. I mean, the real challenges, I think, are LKY and HAS.
They go to network early.
Yes, they do. And, you know, it's timing the brakes.
Yeah.
They got to be on when we're on.
And then also we'll have Aerosmith tickets to give away. Now, it's going to be a little bit interesting because we're going to be here.
Right.
But we're gonna involve our text line, and we're going to involve the fantastic fun little game, Steed or Stripper.
Keep your voice walking by.
Horse or Hooker. Exotic Dancer or what was it?
Equine or Exotic Dancer.
I don't like that one.
Thoroughbred or Thoroughbred.
Yeah, Thoroughbred or Thoroughbred is
uh-huh.
also. Yeah, anyway, so we're going to play that, and it's going to involve our text line a little bit later on here this morning, probably in and around 8 o'clock here on 99.7 DJX. All right, you got a feel-good story?
Oh, yeah.
We are already getting some text messages. Coming up, a feel-good story.
Molly took this baby moon trip, and she shared some hysterical text messages because she asked her dad to watch their son.
Oh.
And Grandpa is the babysitter. He had questions. It was pretty great. Pretty relatable.
All right. We'll do that. Good morning. It's Ben and Kelly live from Churchill Downs next. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Live backside Churchill Downs. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you can't skip that. You really can't. I mean, yeah, it's Thurby.
And it is Thurby.
But it's
going to be
also May the 4th.
Yeah, it's chilly now, but it's going to be beautiful today. So if you're thinking of headed out to Thurby, know that you've got a great day on tap, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. Mid 70s sunshine. So enjoy.
Oh, perfection.
Yep. All right, let's get to that feel good.
So, Molly, she took a baby moon trip with her hubby. Before their second child was due, shared some hysterical text messages from her dad, who was watching their son. Started with a pic of Grandpa rolling up to school 30 minutes late without the backpack. That's where it starts. And then toaster questions.
Sure.
Which picture on the dial is for toasting? The one that looks like bread.
Okay.
Grandpa thought it looked like an English muffin.
Oh.
He picked pizza. He said that worked.
Okay.
And then he couldn't find the sour cream and guacamole.
Okay.
Asked if he was supposed to refrigerate the leftover pizza. You can kind of see, like, just the barrage mm-hmm. of text messages as Molly's trying to enjoy her baby moon and some time away with Hubs. And Grandpa's texting her every 2 seconds. Where's this?
Yeah.
Do you refrigerate the pizza?
I mean,
well, it's a really big pizza. Are you sure?
I feel that because it is one of those things where even simple tasks like
yes.
going to the grocery store,
uh-huh.
You
don't know where all the things are.
I text,
yes.
and I text, and I text.
Yes, there you go. Well, so just, again, hashtag relatable.
Yeah.
You can see that cute little exchange on our website, WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Backside Churchill Downs, as the sun is now rising over the Twin Spires. It's beautiful.
It's a majestic sight.
It is quite majestic. I will say, we're going to tie one on a little earlier today.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of our job to officially taste these cocktails they're going to be offering the fans here at the track because, you know, we have to make sure the quality is up to the demand.
Well, and you need a little hair of the dog because you went out partying last night.
I'm a little in pain.
Yeah, so Thurby is today, and we've got Old Forester coming up next
yeah.
with Derby Drink of the Day. So, yeah, I mean, why not, right?
Yeah, I'm just looking.
What are you looking?
I'm just looking to scope it out.
Are you trying to consider maybe just a renegade Operation
GOT? Just a renegade,
GOT?
Just bum rush the live TV shot.
Bum rush it?
Just bum rush the live TV shot.
Who's on right now?
I don't know. I can't really tell. So, I mean, there's a couple of people down
okay,
the way.
Okay, do you want me to wander real quick?
Just wander. Just wander.
Hey, let's trade mics.
All right.
All right, so okay. I'm on this mic
just
now.
Just wander.
All right.
Okay.
You can't really, you're tethered a little bit.
I am tethered, so I'm not going to be able to get the video proof.
Well, okay. So, Kelly, this is kind of an awkward thing here because I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. I could try to take a photo with my phone.
Yes. That's what you do. You got to get the back shot, though. They have to be in your background.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Give me 15 seconds to get into place. All right? 15 seconds.
All right.
I'm walking.
Okay.
hopefully, you still have me. All right. All right. Yep. Old Forester's passing me right now. So they're up next, BT Dubs. Just trying to get behind the TV cameras here. And here we go. Here we go. Wave three.
Oh. Definitely on wave.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Definitely. Wave three, or is it HAS? It's one or the other. It's one or the other.
I don't know. Oh, there I am. Oh, my gosh. Wave three.
I'm trying to find you.
Wave three. I love you guys. Oh, shoot. I was right on wave three. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that was great. That was a rush. I just turned around. Hang on a sec. I literally turned around, and I saw my face right on the program.
Oh my gosh.
I turned around. I was like, there I am. So wave three. All right. Thank
Success.
You, guys. Yep. Operation GOTV. All right. Fantastic. Okay, so Melissa, you about ready?
I'm about ready for you.
Right, she's getting set up. Oh my gosh! Well,
I was wandering off for TV shenanigans. We come back and boom.
I know. All right. I tell you what. We're gonna play a song. We're gonna come back. Derby drink of the day for Thurby coming up next on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Melissa Rift, Old Forester, Master Taster. Good morning.
Good morning.
Derby drink of the day, and I'll tell you, it's before 7. You got to tie it on for Thurby, right?
Absolutely, and a mint julep, you know, originally was a morning drink.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm. Morning restorative, wake you up, get you ready for the day.
I like that.
I got to be honest, I had a mint julep, the $1,000 mint julep yesterday, and that had some hang time.
He needed
a good
nap.
One.
Yeah, I was going to say, that stuck with me, but you've got, I see some different things other than just simple syrup and bourbon here. So walk us through what you're going to make us for Thurby.
Absolutely. So our official drink of Thurby this year, which we will be serving through the entire weekend, is what we call a French julep, which is really just a classic mint julep, Old Forester 86, tried and true in there. But we float a little bit of Chambord on the top, which is a black raspberry liqueur.
Yeah.
And it just gives us a nice fruity spin. The black raspberry and the mint pair beautifully together. It's a really nice kind of different vibe for this year. So check it out at any of our Old Forester bars.
All right, you're going to make it?
I'm going to make one for you, yeah.
Nice.
All right, whip it up.
So we're going to start with simple syrup, just 3/4 ounces right in the bottom of that glass. One of my favorite things about the mint julep is you build it in the glass you're going to drink it out of, which makes it one of the easiest things to make.
Me too.
Then we're going to take just a few sprigs of mint. We want to muddle that mint in the bottom so that we get all of those nice aromatics from it. But you do want to make sure that you don't over-muddle your mint because you'll get some bitter flavors in the bottom of that.
Maybe that's what I do. I over-muddle.
That's part of the trick, is you just want to bruise the mint lightly, so you always want to use a flat-bottomed muddler, and you just want to lightly kind of press down and twist. If you end up shredding that mint, that's where you're going to get some of those unfriendly flavors.
Who knew unfriendly. That's such a technique?
I know, man. I mean, leave it to Melissa, Master Taster at Old Forester, to give us the what for.
It is a simple cocktail, but there is a correct way to make it. So next, you're going to put in my favorite ingredient, our Old Forester 86 proof, at 2 ounces. Again, in the bottom of that glass.
Generous pours.
And then we're
going
to put some ice. You want to fill your glass about halfway with that crushed ice so that you can get a nice chill on it.
That's the best nugget ice right there. Yeah.
Give it a little spin.
Yes. We haven't put the Chambord in yet.
Then we're going to float just a little bit of Chambord on the top.
Okay,
so
just
float
it.
I like to use about 2 parts bourbon to 1 part Chambord, but we just say it's kind of a kiss of black raspberry, so you can also eyeball that.
Just a kiss.
Make it
I like
as
that.
You like.
Yeah, you're not even measuring. You're just throwing stuff in there like a champ.
Well, that's because she's a master taster.
And then, of course, you're going to top it with more crushed ice and your sprig of mint. You want to get that nice aroma, so you slap that on the back of your hand.
Slap it or spank it.
Slap it or spank it. Express those nice oils, and y'all have a French julep.
Yes.
Look at that. That's so beautiful. Okay, what's the verdict?
Ooh, that is good.
Yeah.
Man.
Do you get the hint, right? The little kiss of the blackberry?
I like the kiss of the black raspberry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Melissa, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Happy Thurby. And, yeah, we'll get this up on the website. You can see it, too. And you can make it maybe for your Thurby festivities. Cheers. There you are. All right, it's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, live backside here at Churchill Downs. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're live backside Churchill Downs.
By the way, shout out to Shannon Cogan from Wave 3, who is so gracious with letting you infiltrate the background of her shot. Shannon,
I didn't even notice that, but excellent job.
I was very respectful. Your cameramen and your producers probably are, they put up with me, but I appreciate that.
You're like, it's like, where's Waldo?
Yes, no,
it is. Right?
It is.
Totally. Yeah.
All right.
Do you do it to everyone or just us?
It's whoever is on, really,
right.
Because we have to time it out with our segments and your segments. And so you guys happen to be on. And I was like, oh, this is perfect.
I'm so glad that it could work out for you.
We're partners, and it just made sense.
Totally. I'm with you. All right.
Well, Shannon, thank you. Yes.
Does everyone know what you have here on the table?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah. They just make it.
I'm drinking coffee, and you guys are drinking mint julep.
To be fair, I've had coffee, too.
Okay.
So I've had the uppers and the downers.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a second act.
Good. Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy it.
Thank you, Shannon.
Beautiful. Happy Thurby.
Happy Thurby. Thank you. Hey, let me give you a follow-up from yesterday, an arcing storyline, if you will, involving small woodland creatures.
Yes. Yep. Just took a little sip. Yep.
Are you good?
Yep. I'm good.
Yep. Make the hair on your...
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, you remember we have mice at our house.
And you have cats who love to befriend the mice.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have four cats. They don't care about the mice.
That's
they're like, you know what? These guys are buds.
They're not.
They're our buddies.
The primal instinct's not kicking in.
They're our buddies.
Okay.
So we got a humane mouse trap. And
a tube with peanut butter.
Yes. And yesterday, there was Stuart.
Stuart Little?
Stuart was in the mouse trap.
And you tasked your daughters with... rehoming.
Yeah,
Stuart
rehoming it. So,
there he is.
Once they saw Stuart, they were like, "We want to keep Stuart."
Yeah. Oh no!
Because Stuart was a cute little mouse.
You don't need yet another animal.
So they took Stuart to the park.
Yeah.
They said, "Go fly, be free."
Right. Spread your wings.
Yes.
Tell your friends.
Yes. Have fun.
Yeah.
Do your mousy things.
Okay. And it looks like he's trepidatiously
trying to step out into
the world again.
Yeah. And so the mouse went off and did his own little thing. So I said, hey, don't worry, because I'm sure the next day when we put the humane mouse trap back in its location, we'll find its buddy, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so sure enough, this morning, Gus came.
Gus. Gus.
he likes peanut butter too.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yeah. So
is he a fat one?
So we
is
found
he a little fatty.
So we found. Well, again, gonna leave it for my daughters to catch and release.
Wow, what a fun new chore you've come up with for them.
Hey, get rid of the mice.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Because
they're on allowance for that. They probably should. I mean, that's like traveling and everything.
Yeah,
to the park.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are going to have to go and try and release Gus into the wild here this morning.
Oh, let's hope that Gus and Stuart Little find each other again in the park and hang out.
And I was like, hey, just make sure you go to about the same spot so they can, again, fly and be free and be on their mousy ways. And maybe...
Do we know Gus is not Mrs. Stuart Little?
We don't know.
Or do we know if Stuart Little is not Mrs. Gus?
We didn't lift up their tails.
Got it. All right.
To inspect, you know, what's in the undercarriage.
I'm just wondering if there's, like, little babies that are going to make their way to the tube next.
Well, again... so far, we're 2 for 2.
All right.
With our humane mousetrap.
So how long do we continue before we decide, you just keep going until no more mice show up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the plan so far.
Good plan.
That's the plan so far.
What a fun adventure.
I'm going to run out of names.
You are. Yes. So far, we've covered Stuart Little and Cinderella. Okay.
Yeah.
Jacques. I think is another Cinderella mouse.
I was going to say, who's the bossy mouse that yells at Gus all the
Jack,
time?
Jack, I think.
It's Jack?
It's Jack.
Okay, so maybe Jack will be next.
Jack,
but,
Anyways, yes. So there's my arcing storyline. We have
so great to
released
have that
Stuart into the wild. Gus is next. Okay. And this time my wife texted and said, he's so adorable.
Are you kidding me right now?
So
it's highly likely that you could come home and find a little aquarium.
An aquarium full of the mice.
And yet another
hamster wheel. Yeah, all
the things.
All right. It's Ben and Kelly live backside. Churchill Downs, DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. May the 4th be with you. Happy Thurby. And today.
So much happening today.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful day if you're headed out to the track. 74 sunshine. So enjoy that. Let's get to this feel good story.
So, a teen in Washington State named Sherman.
Hey, Sherman.
He did not want just a normal ride to prom. He rolled up in a World War II Army tank.
What?
Oh, yeah. He and some buddies raised $1,000 on TikTok and a GoFundMe to rent this M3A1 Stuart tank from an Army gear collector named Steve. Steve's 65, by the way. He's been collecting Army gear since high school.
Okay.
He says if it wasn't for tanks and the guys that drove them and worked on them and fought in them in World War II, we would not be standing here right now.
I mean, he's probably
not wrong.
True about that.
Yeah.
I made some phone calls to a group in Minnesota that rents battle tanks out for use, like for films and stuff. They were like $20,000. No way that's happening. And so we called a museum in Oregon. They didn't have anything, but they got us in contact with a guy. Talked to the guy, and within about 15 minutes, we had a deal worked out. The price tag was $1,000, and so we decided to turn to GoFundMe. By the end of the night, we had about $570. We'd reach the goal within the next 2 days.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. And the best part is, the tank, which is street legal, was escorted by a kilt-wearing Darth Vader on a unicycle.
Oh.
Does that paint a picture for you?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's like popular in the Portland area.
Yes.
He's known as the unicycler.
Yep.
Yeah. And he was playing bagpipes.
Yeah.
So kilted Darth Vader on a unicycle playing bagpipes. And Sherman had actually talked about this whole idea with his father before his dad passed away recently.
Oh,
so he wanted to follow through on it because, you know, he talked about it with his dad to honor him. How cool is that? I mean, the video is pretty amazing.
It is.
You can see it at WDJX.com.
Live backside here, Churchill Downs with 99.7 DJX. Backside, Churchill Downs. You can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show. Send us a DM. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see if we can maybe provide you a little bit of help, clarity, if you will.
So Danielle needs some advice, some perspective, if you will. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I don't have a crazy work situation. I'm not worried my fiance's cheating on me.
Oh.
So I understand if you think my situation isn't worthy of making your show, LOL.
Well, here we are. So
she
Danielle.
Knows our standards.
Yeah.
However, I do have a secret. You see, I'm fortunate enough to be marrying a smart, funny man in a few weeks. My problem is that when he proposed, he was very proud that he managed to surprise me.
Oh, I see where this is going.
It was a romantic moment that couldn't have been better, except that I knew it was coming.
Oh.
I had my suspicions leading up to the proposal. Then when I was looking for my phone chargers, I accidentally found the ring box. I didn't open it. He thinks his subterfuge is particularly impressive because my profession involves investigation, research, and being more observant than your average bear.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So he likes to tease me about the proposal and brag to friends.
Okay.
Only 3 people know that I knew beforehand. Well, now 5 people.
Yeah, I was going to say, now we know.
No, yeah, exactly. None of them would tell him, so I'm certain I can keep this a secret, but should I complain and tell him I knew it was coming? I think no.
Yeah, I think you let him live in his bubble.
I think he's super proud of that. I feel like you're going to completely deflate him if you burst that bubble. Wait until you're like 80. And then you're like sitting
you're
there
80.
At the nursing home. You're like, hey, honey.
I guess
you remember
what?
Back when you proposed? You thought it was
I
a
knew.
Secret? I knew.
Yeah, obviously.
Let's go to the buffet.
If he's giving it so much value that he was able to.
He's super proud of it.
He was able to trick his sleuth of a wife.
Yes.
Then,
fiance,
then,
yes.
Or, you know, fiance, yes.
Yeah, John says he agrees too soon. Give it 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that is an important moment for him, so let him have it.
Yes. I feel like, yeah. There's really no purpose it would serve. Other than if you feel like you're being not truthful with him, but I don't think it's that important. I think you just
Justin,
you let him live in that world.
Justin says, look, we don't ask for too much.
Take that to the grave.
Yep, take it to the grave.
I agree. Yeah. I think we keep that a secret. I think it's adorable that he wanted to go through all the effort to try to pull off a surprise, and he thinks he was successful. We let him think that.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, hopefully, Danielle, that gives you at least... Yeah, you know, I'm sure you were thinking that anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that probably just gives you a little bit of like, all right, I guess I'll just keep it to myself.
You keep your little 3 to 5 people circle of trust. You lock that down and say, listen, there's no need for him to know what we know.
Yeah.
You just keep it to yourself and everybody will be happy.
And if you're Danielle's fiance, forget this ever happened.
Exactly.
We're not talking about you.
We're not talking about you.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about
Danielle.
We're talking about a different Danielle's fiance. All right? That's definitely the case. All right. Thanks for reaching out. It's diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, live at the backside, Churchill Downs. Yesterday, it was the Belle of Louisville winning the Great Steamboat Race, taking home the coveted silver antlers.
What a shocking result.
Yep. Hey, as far as I know, there was no cheating involved this year.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was not like the Belle of Louisville came in third, but yet was still declared the winner like last year.
Uh-huh.
Also, yesterday, Jack Harlow officially did his unveiling for his Jack's Louisville there at Baxter Avenue and Broadway.
He's having a week.
He is. He announced his Jack Harlow Foundation as well, which is going to be benefiting a bunch of businesses and companies here in Louisville. So
that's pretty awesome.
He is. He's doing his thing.
He's got a banner and album, went to the Met Gala, he's got the Derby.
I know.
Lots of things going on.
All right, so here, coming up, we're going to play a fun little game called Steed or Stripper, all right?
Oh, my God. It's for Aerosmith tickets,
yes,
so there's something on the line now.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Since we are at the track, we cannot physically talk to you, okay?
But you can text. And then we can, you know, play on your behalf.
Yes, exactly. So
we're going to need some fun facts about you.
Yep. If you would like to play, quote, unquote, play Steed or Stripper for these Aerosmith tickets, you can start texting us now, 502-795-1997.
Tell us your hair color, the car you drive, your marital status.
Your relationship status.
Relationship status, yes. And what else do you need?
Any sort of fun fact. We'll get that once we're going to randomly choose someone from our text line.
Okay.
All right. So Steed or Stripper, we'll do that for Aerosmith tickets. Now, if you're unfamiliar with how the game is played, I'll give you an example, okay?
Yeah. Okay. That was really good.
Thank you.
And no bugle required.
Pretty mischievous.
Pretty mischievous. That, to me, sounds like a derby horse.
That is a horse.
Look at that.
Yep. But we need steed, so that would have been incorrect.
Okay,
steed,
sorry,
or stripper.
Steed, okay.
We're not doing horse or hooker. We're doing steed or stripper.
Steed, okay.
All right.
All right.
Get the game right, Kelly.
Be stickler about that. Okay.
Bodacious tatas.
That's a horse steed.
That is also a steed.
Yes,
thanks to Carl, who works here, for walking by going, hey, you know, there was a horse named Bodacious Tatas. We were like, really? All right.
How did that fly? Because they have to sign off on those names, don't they?
It was all one word.
Okay.
And so it didn't
they didn't understand.
They didn't understand
how to really say it.
Steed or stripper, Cindy Starr.
That sounds like a stripper.
With 3 R's, yes.
Oh, great. All right.
All right, well,
listen, you're wasting all of your
time. Okay.
What are you doing?
I've got,
not even playing the game yet.
I've got plenty.
Oh, great.
All right, so we'll play round 2 for Aerosmith tickets.
All
again,
right.
If you want to play, text us, 502-795-1997.
Many people texting.
We'll play on your behalf. Coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Time to play a fun little game called Steed or Stripper. Because, you know, sometimes it's interesting. Those horse names that you hear are quite unique and interesting.
They are unique, and so are professional lady dancers.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we thought, why not?
Why not?
Give away Aerosmith tickets on Throwback Thursday.
Feels appropriate.
Yeah, with a fun little game called Steeter Stripper.
Listen, everybody, we've got like 2,000 text messages in the span of just a couple of minutes, which is yeah, really impressive.
So
listen,
we had to throw.
We see you all and we appreciate you all, but we can only pick one.
Yeah, exactly. So we threw a dart at our computer screen, ruined it, BT Dubs.
Yeah, we'll get another one.
Yeah, we'll get another one because high rollers. But congratulations to Crystal. We are going to be playing on behalf of Crystal, who lives near Bullitt County, drives a Dodge Caravan.
Yeah.
Has a fiance she's playing for, brown hair.
It's for his birthday. Don't tell him.
Oh, yeah. Let's keep that a secret.
Okay.
And has a cat that acts like a guard dog.
That's fun.
All right.
Good things.
So, Crystal, we're playing on behalf of you. It is Steeter Stripper. So, you're putting everything in Kelly's hands right now.
The looks we're getting from the people that are walking by us in the
They're like, what? What are...
what did he just say?
What are they doing?
What is happening?
All right, here we go. Steeter Stripper,
okay,
ready?
Okay,
all right. Lusty Gray.
How the gate that could go either way. I mean, Crystal, what do you think?
Are you asking Crystal for help?
If I'm playing on behalf of her, maybe. I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to say a stripper.
Stripper is correct.
Oh, wow.
One for one. All right. Steed okay. Or stripper.
Stripper. That's my answer. What is it?
What's the Happy name? Jack.
Oh, no, that's a steed.
That is a steed.
Yes.
Yes, you are two for two.
Oh,
good job, Crystal.
I'm playing the game for you,
yep,
Crystal.
Yep, for you, Crystal. All right, next one.
Yeah.
Steeter Stripper. Carrot Muncher.
Oh, my God. I hope that's a steed. I really do. Because that's an unusual name for the
It is a
place.
Steed.
Okay.
It is
great.
A steed.
Okay.
All right. My gosh.
Oh, my God.
All right. Steeter Stripper.
Listen, when I was a little girl,
yeah,
never, ever, ever in a million years did I imagine that I'd be standing here in a hallway at Churchill Downs playing a game like this on the radio. Just wanted to put that out there. Never in a million years. Kids, dreams can come
dreams
true.
Do come true.
Dreams can come true. Okay, what's the next one?
All right. The next one, Steeter Stripper.
Yeah. Why isn't Sterling here to play this instead of me? Okay, go ahead.
Bone Crusher.
Yeah. That's gotta be a steed. Right? It is, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, no. It is something
no.
else.
Where now, does she work?
Okay. Okay, one more, one more. All right, do it for Crystal. Remember,
all
we're
right,
doing
I'm
it for
doing
Crystal.
It for Crystal, Crystal, this is for you.
All right, steed or stripper?
Yeah.
Chloe's Dream.
Chloe's Dream. Okay, well, I'm assuming because it's kind of like a possessive in the name, it's a steed. Right?
That's you are correct.
Yes.
You are correct.
Oh
congratulations.
Crystal,
yes.
I made you proud. Oh, look at everybody chiming in. They're helping too.
Yes.
I love everybody in the text line that's texting in your answers.
Yep.
See, we could have played like that a million. Like next time, let's just do that so I don't have to.
Congratulations, Crystal. You've won tickets to see Aerosmith.
That's great.
With Kelly's great round of Steeter Stripper.
And thanks to all who helped out on the text line. I wish we could shower you all with Aerosmith tickets. Hopefully we'll have more.
Well, we have them up on the website if you want to try to win them there, too.
Okay.
Yep, WDJX.com. Click win. Here live backside at Churchill Downs on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Live backside, Churchill Downs.
Do we have a Oaks outfit ready? Is it something that you've worn before? Have we gone shopping?
Well,
do we have a new piece?
I do have a new piece. I'm just trying to figure out if I'm going to wear that for Derby or for Oaks.
Okay. You said you had a hat that was a little questionable.
All right. Hang on. I'll tell you, I have reservations about this one piece of clothing, and it is a hat. And I got a hat maybe last year. And it's kind of
it's got a wider brim.
It's a departure from what I normally wear. I'm normally a baseball hat sort of guy. Maybe around St. Patrick's Day, I'll wear the Irish hat, you know?
Sure. You've rocked a fedora in the past at the track.
I have.
have. The fedora, though, has seen better days, and it's a little small for my fat head.
Got it.
Now, this hat, though, has a wider brim, and I'm nervous about wearing it.
Okay.
Because it's a statement piece.
Yes.
It's one of those.
Sounds like it.
I know. I typically like to be more just like blend in type of guy, you know, when I'm.
We've got a coworker, Mike. It's a Mike hat, right?
Yes. Yes. Our coworker would rock this hat. In fact, he's rocked similar hats.
In fact, I think he rocked one last night
like
at Jocktails.
But yeah, I mean,
he wore a rose suit and a wide brim hat.
Right. So this is a wide brim hat. It has cowboy hat tendencies.
Okay.
But it's not one.
Oh.
Because it's a flat brim. It's not like the curly
brim. We're going
to
need to see a picture of it later when you get home. Maybe you post a little poll up there. Do I rock
Do I wear the hat?
Or not?
So I would need to actually put my outfit on.
You do
and
need to put it on.
So people would have to get the...
And people decide the headgear that go with the outfit.
All right.
I feel that's warranted since you're unsure.
But I will say, if there is a time to take a fashion risk, it's Oaks Derby.
That is the time to do it.
This is the time to do fashion.
You see a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Make fashion risks.
Yes.
I'm typically a very solid color.
You're a safe kind of guy when
neutrals,
it comes to fashion shirt.
Yes, exactly. I don't wear very loud colors or loud prints or things like that.
You have before.
I have.
The snowflake suit, I recall, comes to mind.
Yeah, when I got drunk at one of my daughter's dance competitions and bought it.
Yes.
And showed up at her awards in it.
And she was shocked.
Yeah, I mean,
you've also worn it to a work function.
And
a client breakfast, if I do remember.
True. That's true.
So yeah, you have taken risks before. So I feel like this is what we do. You put a picture up on the socials, you have people weigh in, helps you decide.
I think
maybe give you some more confidence.
Okay, or confirm that maybe I need to
confirm your fears.
Confirm maybe I just need to not take as big a risk.
Okay.
Next time. So, anyways, all right, I'll get that up a little bit later.
Okay.
On the
socials. I'm getting my glue gun out tonight as well. So I'll be making my concoction for tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll share that too.
All right. Fantastic.
All right. We'll both be sharing.
It is Thurby today. Beautiful day to go out to the track. 74 sunshine. Calm down. Rema, Selena Gomez, 99.7 DJX. We are live from Backside. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are live Backside here at Churchill Downs. And I got to be honest, if you are tuning in because you're like, yeah, Thursday, it's a Thursday tradition on the Ben and Kelly Show. And
got
you're
a lot
like,
of requests.
What the heck is this?
Yeah, it's not Throwback Thursday. Here's the thing. We can't engineer it from the track.
And listen.
We can't push all the buttons.
We have
push back at the studio.
High standards. Yeah, I know it may not sound like it, but we have high standards for
we
what
can't
that
bring
program
you a subpar
sounds like.
Throwback Thursday. No. We need to bring it back in its entirety and full glory next week. I understand your disappointment. If you were tuning in saying, it's Thursday, what the heck?
Yeah.
We have an appointment, a standing appointment.
You guys.
And you're right, we do.
This would have been the first day to do NSYNC. It's going to be May.
It would have been.
Or Britney Spears, just so typically May.
Yes, that too.
I mean, we could have done all that, but
we're
no.
We're missing opportunities. We get it. I understand if you need to take a moment and think about that, just know that we wish we could do that for you, but it's going to have to be next week.
Yeah. So anyways, just wanted to give you a heads up. We are still live Backside here at Churchill Downs, so we can't orchestrate it all. Harry Styles in the former band One Direction. See, there you go. A little throwback for you.
It's a little throwback.
This is As It Was.
Oh, that's not really a throwback.
99.7 DJX. Live Backside at Churchill Downs. I will say Doja Cat did not make the list of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2023. Not yet.
I was going to say, she wouldn't be eligible. It's like 25 years.
I'm being a little bit facetious there. Yes.
All right.
Rage Against the Machine, Willie Nelson, Missy Elliott, Kate Bush.
Oh, now she deserves it.
Slid in there.
Riding on the high of her Stranger Things success.
George Michael, Sheryl Crow, and The Spinners.
Interesting.
I don't know The Spinners.
I've seen some people who are diehard rock fans who were a little upset about Missy Elliott getting in before a lot of super famous rock bands on her first year of eligibility.
Well, I mean, Dolly Parton said that exact same thing. She's like, you know, but it's more about the influence and
right,
all that.
Right, but they were like, yeah, well, a lot of these rock bands were really getting up in age and, like, would love to see them be honored before they die.
Well, ain't up to us.
Right, exactly.
Right. All right, so it's Ben and Kelly here. Congrats again to Crystal, who won Aerosmith tickets this morning. Speaking of aging rock bands.
She did offer to run naked in the street for the tickets. That's how badly she wanted them. And then once she did win, she's like, do I still need to do that?
And I will say that before you accuse us of playing favorites, she didn't offer that up until after we had already selected her.
Exactly. Now, so, also, we did say you can, and then I did go back and say, just kidding, and she's like, well, I already started to undress, dang it.
So, if you want
to
still
follow through.
Listen, if you want to still send it to us, it's fine. Our text message is 502-795-1997. You know, that's our line. Hey, we don't have any control over what comes in and comes out.
No, exactly. And listen, we see everybody that's texted in this morning. There were so many of you, and I wish that we could have gotten and responded to every single one. Yeah, no TBT today. Yeah, sorry, we can't really engineer. We can't push the buttons from the track like we typically do from the studio. I know it's tough, but next week we're going to bring it back in its full glory.
Tomorrow, Oaks Day, we already know that it's also Cinco de Mayo, so Woodford said that
there's going to be some flair.
Hey, we're going to have two drinks for you. We're going to have the Oaks of Lily, and then we're going to have one for Cinco de Mayo. So I can't guarantee anything that's going to happen tomorrow.
Well, I can guarantee you're going to keep your hands off my lily. That's what I can guarantee.
We are going to have another round of Steeter Stripper.
Oh, really? You have enough? You have more names?
They're endless.
Listen, you need to go back and ask Carl if he's got some more to add.
Other than Bodacious Tatas? That was my fave. Which is, by the way, a legit horse.
It is a legit horse.
He works here at Churchill Downs, and he was like, hey, Bodacious Tatas. Got one for you.
That's right. The magic of backside.
Yep, so we'll do that. We'll try to infiltrate another news.
There's still like three, at least three we haven't hit yet. We've got Spectrum.
Yep.
We've got LKY. We've got HAS here. Are they here?
HAS is here.
Listen,
yeah, I mean,
they're not our normal targets.
Right.
Which means maybe they're not going to be expecting it as much.
This is true. So tune in early for that tomorrow as we are live from the backside. Enjoy Thurby if you're headed out to the track. It's going to be a beautiful day.
And check the socials for Ben to throw up his little outfit choice. You got to help him decide hat or no hat.
My nervous wide-brimmed hat, which Sterling, our buddy over at DRB, he said, hey, if it makes you feel good, just do it.
Yes.
And I like that
you got to put that on. You got to look at the mirror and you're going to be like, do you feel sassy?
Is this Ben? Yes, it is Ben. Then I'll wear it.
Exactly.
All right, guys, have a good one. Thank you to Jory again for running things back at the station.
Thank you, Jory.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.